Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, September 10th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber who prepare these messages, but today Brooksine had an appointment, an opportunity to minister, and I am left to prepare the podcast by myself, and that's fine since really today's message is primarily related to an experience I had this weekend. I titled today's message, The Path of Righteousness. The scripture text is Proverbs 4, verse 18. It states, "The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day." Saturday, I went with a group of men to explore a long-abandoned portion of the Pennsylvania Turnpike. The highlight of our trip was a bike ride through the Sidling Hill Tunnel, which at 6,782 feet had been the longest tunnel in the turnpike system. It was initially intended for a railroad, and the tunnel was bored through the mountain in the late 1800s, but refinished for the turnpike, which opened in 1940 as the nation's first superhighway. It was sure a neat adventure. I strapped an 18-volt flashlight to the front of my bike, and with all the others from our group going through, we had plenty of light, and I never really had the opportunity to see just how dark it would be with no light. We pedaled all the way through and then explored the inner workings of the tunnel, including a huge ventilation shaft and fans above. Today's text is from the Proverbs. I still recall a Bible college definition of a proverb being, quote, "a short, pithy saying," end quote. Now, pithy is not a word I ever recall using apart from this description, but it is in the Microsoft Office Dictionary, with synonyms such as terse, to the point, succinct. Well, again, that proverb is, "The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day." Isn't that an interesting verse? And there are two other Bible verses that seem to have a similar sense. 2 Peter 1, verse 19 reads, "And we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." And in 1 John 2, verse 8, we read, "Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and you, because the darkness is passing, and the true light is already shining." End quote. Riding slowly through that tunnel from the light and into the darkness, and then back out, provides a spiritual illustration in these verses. Due to the tunnel's length and the slight curvature designed for drainage, you cannot see either end from the middle. However, a slight wisp of light exists due to the reflections off the tunnel ceiling. As you approach the light in exiting the tunnel, an optical illusion makes it seem that the opening is much closer than it really is. It gradually, and really quite slowly, riding at bike speed, gets brighter and brighter till you finally exit into brilliant sunlight. Well, we've all heard the expression, the light at the end of the tunnel. As we journey through life, we can experience times of intense darkness, particularly during a personal trial. Sometimes the light at the end is very hard to see and is very faint. As followers of the one true God, we are on the path of the righteous. The world is spiritually dark, and we're moving toward the light. And we can be assured on the veracity of God's word that the darkness is passing, and the true light is already shining. Well, I want to encourage you today with that thought and those scripture verses. I enjoy having Brooksine beside me, and we alternate reading in most days, but again, she is out this afternoon, and I'm already late in getting this out. I had a bad headache this morning partway through my preparation and had to take a little break, and thus I'm off schedule. But thank you for listening, and what a blessing it is to prepare these messages and share a perspective from God's Word each weekday through our ministry, Daily Encouragement Net. We're on the web at dailyencouragementnet. I have a bunch of pictures I took this weekend up on the site, as well as some links For others that might be interested in the tunnel as I am, both a description of a tour through the tunnel by somebody else, as well as a photo album, a very complete one that's just a link to that album. At least it works the 10th of September, always the case with links. They tend to come and go. Well, thank you for joining me today, and may you be encouraged as you faithfully walk in the light of Jesus Christ.